pay homage. Top of the moon, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.
Nigga, 3-0. Climb to the top with me.
Top of the Mook podcast. Back with my dog, Mr. Organic.
My bad, setting up a late night rendezvous that quick. Damn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all right, brother.
I'm cool with it, but I still want some new pussy on the cocker region in between time. Damn.
But you don't know if Shorty going, you might as well keep her until the corona at least. Because you don't know if the new one come, going type.
Right.
Give it to you. And you old, brother. You type up there with the elderly people.
That's what my sister said, nigga. Because she was like, I'm like, because you know my sister, but we all talking. She's like, yeah, we know we're about the old and sick. I'm like, yeah, that's true. We got to watch out for her. You know me, I'm right there. I'm in the gym. She's like, nigga, you ain't no spring chicken yourself. I said, damn. Type right. God damn it.
You don't go old, nigga.
We don't go old, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I said, brother. You might want to keep that way.
Man,
you know
I'm fucking new pussy, man. No, I'm sorry.
Damn. Ahead.
I know.
And if you
take the, time, brother.
You fucked the new pussy. You don't know if it's going to be the corona or the type. You might want to keep it safe, brother, just for now. Just until the corona go away.
Nope.
Damn, with the pop.
I'm staying in the house, though. They say stay safe, home and safe. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Yeah.
Come to me, babe.
But you going to do this?
I got a decontamination kit I throw on the bitches when they come in. You know what I'm saying? In the shower, instead of body wash, got a Lysol can. Got a, you know what I'm saying? I got my own Mr. Organic super sanitizer, too. Sanitize the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Put up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Seen all that, brother. But I don't know about the Lysol being good on the skin, though, brother.
I mean, bitch, you got to do what I tell you to do, man. 3-0. Lysol your ass down.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't pleasure me.
Okay, brother. Well, so be it.
So be it.
Well, listen, y'all know at the beginning of every one of our Top of the Mook podcast episodes, man, that we give y'all a story.
Yes, sir. Got
to
give you a
story. My dog, Mr. Organic, wants to tell the story. He wants me to tell the story.
Please.
Of when I was in college.
Yes, because this is historical. Like, people don't know Slim is, you know what I mean, he ain't all the way there sometimes, man. Like, he does some shit, like, nigga, I remember he first told me, but I was like, you really thought that was going to shake, brother? So please tell him, like, the whole transpiring of the situation, brother.
All right, so I was in practice.
Yeah.
I got into one of my teammates.
Right.
I grabbed him, threw him on the floor.
Okay.
He likes everything I do, so I know I ain't get no glory, though, because he type played over me. But anyway.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. Shout out to him, though. He's a cool dude for the most part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just was
playing with you at the wrong time.
That's it. So I slammed him on the floor because we was following. You know, I'm pulled penitentiary ball player.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I can be structured when I got to be structured, but let it get to any form of aggression. The best thing anybody could do with me at any point in time is just be nice to me.
Right.
Because I don't like being when people mean to me, because when you mean to me, I'm going to go to a whole different level of mean with you.
Or we saw you with the damn scalpels and all that undo, stab
yeah,
him up.
I don't
shit.
Like nobody playing with me. Right. So he played with me in practice and he was type getting extra, a little too aggressive.
Right.
So I went full penitentiary slim.
God, you know what I'm saying?
He went up, boom, slammed him down on the ground. Then like, all right, nigga, now I'm going to get up and I'm going to beat your ass too. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, that's how I was with basketball anyway. So that's literally what made me successful with basketball, is because you might be better than me basketball-wise when I first came home. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, one, I got the dog. I'm never going to stop. And I can say and do whatever on the floor with anybody, because what are you going to do? You're not going to be able to whoop me. And you're going to have to really prove to me that you can whoop me. You ain't going to be able to just say it or do a little bit. No, it's going to have to be to the end
proof
of time.
Got
to
be in the poutine, man.
That's it. So long story short, I slammed him. He got up. He wanted to try to. I said, all right, you are. I'm going to knock your ass out. So the next thing, you know, another coach got in the middle. And then he was like, because I said, this is what I said. I said, we could keep this basketball. We go the other way, champ. But I promise you, you're not going to win.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then the coach got in the middle. And he was like, man, ain't nobody going to do shit. You ain't about shit.
And that's the coach going crazy on you.
Yep, the assistant. He thought he was tough. He was from New Jersey and shit.
Oh, so he assistant, then he tough, still type young enough to think
this,
he...
I couldn't stand this bitch-ass nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, bitch-ass nigga on that?
With the pussy, too.
You still feel that way about him now?
Of course.
All right, what's his name?
Damn, I forgot his
name. Don't give him no shout-out, though.
His name, we called him Coach O. It was like Obi. He was African, so he had one of them, no disrespect, but he had one of them like long names. So everybody's
let me free. I'm a star type.
They just called him Coach O.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But he was the assistant. You know
okay, Coach Overies.
And he used to play at the school, too. So he was like a player. And he was like, let me tell you about him, though.
Uh-huh. Fucking the young bitches instead of the school still tight.
No, I ain't say all that, bro.
Oh, okay.
But look, he...
Catch a predator moot.
He was like 6'3".
Uh-huh.
And he was like one of them buff-ass niggas that just was like a super hardcore player.
Right.
So he was like, I don't know, shit. I don't know, maybe top 20 of the best motherfuckers that was like a center at that school.
Okay.
Because...
6'3" center?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, but that's how you know he was a go-getter. Right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to take that away from him.
African. Hard work.
So, yeah, maniac, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, nigga talk crazy to me like that. He full structure like this, nigga. You understand? He wasn't too much older than me.
Right.
He's like your age. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, because you understand, nigga, I went to prison. Niggas, I'm moving with it. Yeah, I'm a grown nigga too amongst boys. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm like, he knows what the deal is. He know I'm about to whoop his ass after this.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I went to him after. And he used to always stress me like he had a brother in prison. Like, you know.
So he's got like he with the shits.
Always. He's always come to me on different occasions, just full talking greasy with niggas. You know, I'm laughing. Ha-ha, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, he with the shit. And I never thought twice about it. You know what I'm saying? And he'll say shit like, yeah, man, I'll slap this nigga over here. He talked like that.
Okay.
So, you know, when he did that to me, I said, okay, the rest of practice, you know me. I'm not going to say nothing else. I'm not a talker. I'm not going to tell people what I'm going to do. It's just when it's, you know, that
like
time comes.
I like my sneaky prize. Sneaky prize.
And I want to beat your ass.
Pearl Harbor type.
So we had practice for like 3 hours. I waited the whole time. He said to me, I was boiling the whole 3 hours. Didn't say a word. And then after practice was done, I sat right there in the locker room, waiting for everybody to leave.
So he just waited?
Yeah, I waited for everybody to leave. All the players. Everybody. I want everybody to leave.
Did you have your practice shit on still or you changed clothes?
I don't remember.
Because if you change clothes, that new type combo. If you ain't change your clothes, boy, you a crazy nigga that's sitting there waiting with the stink shit on.
Be real with you, I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I wait for everybody to
just
leave.
Blacked out type. God damn. Okay.
Yep. But first, I tried to get the nigga, the one.
That you slammed.
Yeah. Because he type was had a little enthusiasm. You know, when people get in the middle, I hate when people do that shit.
And he tried to get
him. He tried to act all day, and I'm just sitting there like.
Like, they wouldn't hold you back that much, nigga.
Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then we had the rest of practice. I was 3 hours, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was type boiling at everybody. You know me, I'm furious.
Yeah.
So I go to him first. I wait for everybody leaving. He was the last one getting out the shower. Actually, I did have my practice clothes still on.
Yeah, I know you did. I know what type of level.
Yep, you're right. Because he was in the shower. I waited for him to get out of the shower. I let him get dressed, everything.
Did you at least untie your shoes or still full?
Oh, no, it's full.
360 windmill type.
It's full.
Damn.
Yeah,
Shit.
So he comes out. I let him get dressed, everything. He getting ready to leave now. He got backpacking on. I said, hey, bro, you know me. I ain't going to lie to you. This is how you do it in prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to nigga, hey, bro, I feel like you disrespected me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We need to go in the cell, bro. We got to handle this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he was like, and I went to him. And I said, yeah, all right, bro. Hey, listen, man. I know everything done and all that shit, but I feel some sort of way still.
Of course.
And I feel like you got something on your chest, and I definitely got something on my chest, and we got to let this out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, what you mean? I said, nigga, you got to put up your hands, bro. I'm about to beat your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And then next, because the reason why I waited for everybody to leave, because I'm going to tell you what a lot of people do.
Scene, yeah. Want to
I don't
show
want no
everybody.
Scene.
And you can stop it. No, I don't
want
nobody
no
to stop
scene.
It. Let's start it, nigga.
Whether I'm losing or winning.
Let's get it out the way.
To the end of time. You know what I'm saying? I don't like all that shit when people do that shit and people are there to try to make a scene so people can pull. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I know people don't got a problem getting their ass whooped when it's just you and them.
Oh, yeah.
Like me and you fighting this.
Right.
Like, you could take an L better and I could take an L better if these two motherfuckers ain't here.
Because in front of people, I might got to go get the gun type.
If other people, in front of people, I got somebody going to feel like they got to kill somebody.
Yeah, and I
got to
get one of them too for y'all seeing
the
witness.
See, but when it's just
murder.
You two. Then it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because it's like, respect, nigga, and give it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you win, lose, or draw.
Yeah.
So I don't like
so
that
you know,
same
next
thing.
Time in the lunch line, nigga, if I'm short on a little change, you give it to him. You know what I did to you behind closed doors, nigga.
You want me to tell anybody?
Yeah, huh? I need them chips.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You
motherfucker with my sandwich.
Nah, nigga, that's why I waited. You know what I'm saying? I don't like making all that same shit.
Right,
you know
that's
what
the
saying?
Way
Let's
to do it,
Let's handle business
though.
And get it done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, at the same time, it also helps too if you shit, you with him, he ain't got no baby, but if something happened to you, you just.
Yeah, nigga.
So either way it go, it's better to just be in the private, you know what I'm saying?
No question. That's grown man shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So think about it. When I did, and he was like, nah, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. And he was like, man, I'm not gonna fight you, Slim. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like, nigga, I feel like, you know, he's dark skin. You know, I got goddamn
got
bad
from,
blood, nigga.
From the science class, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Next, you know, yeah, for sure. So next, you know, he's like, bro, it's on the court. We left it on the court. That's where it is. I said, nigga, I ain't no, hey, bro. And so I was like, nigga, this shit happened again, bro. I promise you. Ain't going to be no coming in the locker room, wait till everybody leaving. I'm going to tell you.
Right.
I said, next time I'm just going to knock your ass out in practice, nigga.
That's nigga attack.
Don't ever do that with me ever again in your life.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to hit no nigga that don't want to fight.
Yeah, that's whack.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't. You know what I'm saying? And then long story short, I'm still mad, though. And I'm leaving out of there, and I see the coach is still in his office. The
coach Overies.
Yeah, and I understand I haven't got it out with the other black
So you
nigga.
Didn't get your energy out with him, so nigga, let's see what you want.
Yep.
Because you talking crazy,
now I'm activated.
Too.
Now everybody can get
what it. What exactly did he say again?
The coach?
Yeah.
He said the same shit. He didn't even get up out of his chair. You know what I'm saying? I went in his office.
No, I'm talking about when you knocked him down. What he like, y'all both pussies? What'd he say?
No, he said, ain't none of y'all gonna do shit. You ain't, and he looked at me. I don't know if he was talking to him or everybody. He was like, y'all ain't gonna do shit. You ain't about nothing like
you're not about the nothing. He did that type of voice too, like the broken
English. No, not with a finger though.
Oh, damn, you know what I'm saying? But he was like,
he was like, he was like, ain't nobody gonna do that.
Especially you nigga, you dark skin. He said all that?
But that's how I took
it. That's like, okay, that's why I thought. That's why I put that.
I got light skin, green eye nigga syndrome.
So he looked at you like,
right.
Type.
Yeah, and that's how I felt too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Even though he probably didn't mean it that way, that's how I felt. That's how I took
it. No question.
You know what I'm saying? So I seen he was still in that office. Okay. Nobody's there.
In his own office now.
Yep.
Okay.
So I went in the office and I shut his door.
Oh, shit.
He looked up. He was on his desk. I said, hey, man, what you mean when you said that shit to me when you said, nobody gonna do shit like y'all ain't about shit. What you mean by that?
And he's a coach now.
He was like, he made this stupid ass face. You know, I hate when people do that shit.
Oh, you with a passion.
He made stupid ass face. He was like, what are you talking about? Like I said,
what do you mean?
So as soon as he said that, I started to walk towards his desk.
Right.
I said, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. You started talking crazy to me, nigga. I was like, nah, you gotta get up, nigga. We putting hands up, nigga.
To a coach now.
Yep. Okay. So did, nigga. Oh, I was like, yeah, nigga, man, you wanna talk that shit, nigga? I said, nigga, now. I said, nigga, I can understand these little niggas, these little kids.
Right.
I said, but nigga, you my age, you older than me, nigga.
Right.
I said, so I know when you said that shit to me. You, nigga, you know what come with this shit. Nigga. You about to put your hands up, nigga, and we gonna fight, nigga.
Damn.
How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I was mad at a motherfucker, bro.
So I can hear it in your tone now, bro.
I'm getting mad again.
Okay, relax, brother. I'm a friend.
I'm sorry, bro. You too tight.
You on the logo, brother.
You a little docker.
Bring him a beer, brother. Come on, break it down.
You know what I'm saying? He pissed me off, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He sat, he leaned, because he had like a leaning chair.
Right.
So he leaned in his chair. He was like, I'm not about to get out of my chair. And I said, now you going to get your ass up, or I'm going to knock your ass out in your chair. And next thing you know, he was like, well, you just
going to. Assistant coach, everybody.
You going to just hit me then, because I'm not getting up out of this chair or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, I want to slap him.
Yeah.
I want to do a bunch of different things. You know what I'm saying? And just I want to like slap him and just goddamn hold his goddamn
rag
throat
down the neck, yeah.
And just be like, nigga, don't ever. You know what I'm saying?
Gouge the eye with the
But dog. I knew like, I'm just not that kind of person. I don't hit people that don't be
that
on
don't
that
want
shit,
to fight, yeah,
you know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? But I do believe like if you say some shit to somebody, like you can't get mad by their reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Like if you say some shit, you got to be willing to stand on it and die by it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. You must.
Every time I've done this, I want everybody out there to know I don't think I'm the best fighting nigga in the world. I don't think I'm the hardest nigga in the world. But I'm telling you what no nigga in this world is going to do with me is going to play with me.
Right.
And I'm sorry. I die by mine.
For
you know what I'm saying? Like you're going to have to really show me, champ. And if you knock me out, you know what I'm saying? That's, God bless.
Yeah, kudos to you.
You did that. You did what no nigga in this world ever did to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So kudos to you. And the thing is, I haven't won every fight I've ever fought.
For sure.
But I'm telling you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to go.
To the end.
And I hope you willing are, too.
So what happened after you confronted him?
He just told me he wasn't going to get out of the chair. And it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you can hit me, but I'm not getting out of this chair. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was so pussy.
So was this during the season or like after?
That was during the season.
Okay, so any backlash from the coaching staff?
For sure. But the thing was, you got to understand, at that time, they was playing with my minutes.
He was already okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like
underlining shit going on, too.
A whole bunch of underlying shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best nigga on this team with far to me, period.
This is the Connecticut team, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I understand they not playing me. They using my fucking pass against me. They using everything they can against me, nigga.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I just had enough. You know what I'm saying? I had enough. And I'm still practicing every day with these niggas. I'm still going to workouts and strength and conditioning with these niggas.
Right.
I'm still doing everything with these niggas. These niggas ain't fucking playing with me. Like, and they outright just telling me, in a sense, before they told me I wasn't going to play, like, this was the shit they had me doing.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And I still had to go through the motions. You know what I'm saying? So I was just kind of sick of everything, nigga.
For
and
sure.
I was just like, nigga, I'm ready to beat the shit out of this nigga and anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all already got me fucked up anyway.
Because
think about it, nigga, I went all the way from prison.
Right.
I made it all the way up the ladder from a D3 community college, D1 JUCO college.
Crazy.
All the way to a D1 university, redshirted, then went to this one.
Insane.
And I had options, nigga. I didn't have to come here.
Right.
I went to Delaware, nigga. I could have went anywhere. I had other D1 options.
No question.
And I chose y'all because y'all finagled me, nigga. And then I came here, y'all tricked me. And then on top of that, y'all fucking got me fucked up with some shit I did 10 years ago.
Right.
I made it all the way to the top.
It's so difficult. People don't understand that part of sports. You're really not control your own destiny.
No.
And you got to have so much your own vigor and so goddamn locked into your own world that you can't. allow some a coaching staff or a program control your destiny. You got to buckle down and say, nigga, I'm just going to practice and go hard as I can no matter what. And you got to be a top-level maniac to do so. Because it ain't going to always go your way. I went through that same shit, so and I know exactly what you feel.
And it's an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, the biggest. Because you know you have no control. You can do all the training, all the practicing, all that shit you want to. If the coach don't like you, you're not playing. Shit. If you don't do what they want, you're not playing. Yep. If they want to make an example out you, you're not playing. And you got to accept it. It's shit you can do. And that shit ain't no joke. I went through that my whole life, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So after that happened, what happened after that, though? Like, what was the consequences of you confronting the coach of the team in his office, in his goddamn Barker Lounger seat now?
You know what's crazy? He typed in a form. Like, I don't know if they ever, like, talked about it, because in a form, he kind of did some stand-up shit. He ain't go to, from what I know, he didn't go and snitch or nothing like that. You know
that's dope, then. Yeah. Shout out to Coach O.
Fuck that nigga.
Oh, you know shit. What I'm like, fuck
nigga,
him then, huh?
Pussy ass nigga. All right. Yeah, I still don't like him. You know what I'm saying? Because you talk like that to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you couldn't fight yourself. Like, you he's a coach, brother.
But I'm saying, nigga, it don't matter. You talking about you fool with the streets, you fool.
I know, that's coaching, brother. That's just coaching, critiquing.
Don't matter, though. If you tell me some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, because the thing is, if I move like that in prison, I'd move like that now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to say nothing to nobody if I can't stand on it or if I ain't want to die by it.
So if you was working somewhere and your boss was like, hey, man, you can't do that, man. You I did it. You
black. No, but it's not about what you say. It's about how you say something.
I understand. He's talking greasy type.
You talking greasy, then you understand what come with it, nigga.
But you can't, though. That's
I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, that's why you got to be independent.
That's what I said. Yep. And that's why I had to be an independent nigga. Because I can't take it. I got authority issues, bro. I don't like nobody telling me nothing.
Sure. That's for sure.
I don't like nobody telling me nothing. I don't like when people play on me. I don't like when people come up demanding shit with me.
Right.
Nothing, because I don't do that with people. Right. I come up to people, I ask people, I'm polite, I'm respectful, I'm positive.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I would never do that to nobody. Never. So for you, I give respect all the time, so you're going to give me mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that's why these type of situations is perfect for certain type of people. Yeah. That's how I always bring up my dog Will. That's how he is, too. He can't work for a human on this earth. He has to
I don't like that shit.
And I get it, brother.
Because, I mean, think about it, bro. In prison, everything going back to prison with me, because I went in there, boy, and really came out a man for real.
The boy didn't do no 4 months. The man did 4 years at your adolescence type, like your growth of becoming a man. So that really grooms your life.
It groomed everything.
That's like
me.
If you go to high school, that's only 4 years, but that grooms your life.
Yes.
So I never went to high school. College is 4 years. That grooms grooms your life. You
didn't think about it, though. I didn't even go to high school.
I understand.
Nigga. And that's 4 years. I didn't even do that.
That's crazy. So your high school years was in prison.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And more.
And more.
Because it expedites the process of your growth, nigga.
Oh, for sure. You
anybody be in there playing around and nigga with niggas and shit? It makes you go to MOOC with everything. You have to survive, nigga. And what it does is it makes you, because this, even though this is, I know it's easy for people out there listening and watching right now, it's easy to say, well, you ain't in prison no more, son. Well, the thing is, though, nigga, you live in hell on earth, nigga, for 4 years.
Right.
And do whatever it takes to do, nigga. Ain't no nigga gonna play with me, nigga, and I'm gonna die by mine, nigga.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? To being free and just think that shit gonna just disintegrate.
It's hard.
It's gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? It's the shit. That's why I say it built me to be who I am, but it also gave me problems that I have, like anger problems. I already had that shit from a seed. You
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying? Like, nigga, even think about the shit like with my dad. I told you this. For sure. Nigga. My dad was supposed to be goddamn protector. There's none more nigga who was at my neck. What is he? Dark skinned nigga too.
For sure.
It wasn't a protector.
Oh, yeah.
You used to do shit, you know, shit that you just don't do to no fucking kid, nigga.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? And then, so think about this, the psyche of that. Like, the nigga who's supposed to be your protector, you know what I'm saying, ain't protecting you.
Right.
So what is it? You don't think that has something to do with me being defensive today?
No question.
To being having aggressive problems today?
Mm-hmm.
To not being able to take shit from nobody today?
Right.
Because, my dad was supposed to be protecting. I ain't get that from that nigga.
No question about it.
You know
it plays
saying?
A vital role. And then
for
you go,
sure.
And within that, you go to prison on the piggyback of that childhood. So that makes it very drastic.
And then I
so,
go there, and then everything is done. Now I finally got I got structure that I never had in my life.
Right.
Because I've never had no structure. You know what I'm saying? At all. So to be in a place that forces you to have structure and things get done a certain amount of procedural ways, I came out here, bro. I ain't give a fuck. It was my boss or whoever. Like, nigga, if you do something, like if you talk to somebody like that in prison,
right.
you call a nigga a bitch, you call a nigga a pussy, or you say a nigga ain't gonna do something, you gotta be willing to show that.
It's all the way up.
It's all the way up. So it's like, to do that, it's like, you know what's coming next.
Right.
You're going to that cell,
but
champ.
It's just that, because y'all was your program, but you got to know everybody outside of that wasn't there. They don't got that.
Took me
program.
A while, though,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, it takes
took
a while.
Me a while.
Yeah, you did a great
I'm
job.
I'm there now.
Oh, doing a terrific job, too.
Appreciate brother. It, brother.
I give you props on that. Yeah. I don't know how you made that transition so fast, but you're doing a terrific job. I tell you that,
thank
brother.
Thank you, brother.
Around you on the daily, so I know.
Appreciate
you know
it. What I'm saying? And so while we talking about that, we got to talk about real quick.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people don't know, the first time I met this nigga.
Right.
Yeah, like we was like, how we met, we was about to fight. But there was a time before we actually met.
Right.
And we didn't like, I didn't know his name. He didn't know my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came to this gym and I was hooping and I just got out of prison. And so this was even before we was even about to fight.
Right.
And the initial, tell them what happened when it was in the gym. And remember, they wouldn't let me play. Remember?
Right.
Remember that shit?
Yeah, they didn't let him play. And I'm, because I didn't even know him at the time, but we was always, because it was like a real fraternity in the gym we played at. Like, right. If they didn't know you.
Shout out to 43 Hoops Basketball Academy, Hopkins,
like,
Minnesota.
It was only like 15 people would come to the gym, like every day, the same 15, these same two teams, and there'd be extra subs on each team. And if you weren't part of that little fraternity, you type wouldn't play, or they look at you like, right, get out of here type. So when Slim came in there, he just like, man, I'm on this team. They're like, nah, man, you got to get on this. He's like, huh? Like, what are you talking about, man? I've been sitting here. I'm finna, right, finna play right now. And it did like two times, right?
Yep.
And the third time, like, fuck that, I'm about to play, man. And just try to, you know what I'm saying, Bogart his way on the court.
Yep.
And I was just looking like, damn, this nigga type going crazy. Like, damn, nigga, they ain't letting you play, man. You got to relax. Because you didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. I told niggas, I got next. I got next, yep, nigga. What's
I got
up?
Next. Just trying to Bogart his way on the court. So, I mean, that's when the first time I seen him, was he did that, man. Yep.
It was just, I went crazy.
Yeah, yeah, like that
nigga CeCe said some shit to me.
Yeah,
like, nigga,
the owner of the gym was
he was like, ain't nobody gonna feel sorry for you, nigga. I said, nigga, I went crazy, nigga.
Yeah, because the owner of the gym was like really regulating the teams and all that. So
I understand, nigga. I want the full go inside his mouth too. Remember that? So think about all that, nigga.
I know. It's authority, brother. You got a problem with authority, especially somebody trying to get greasy.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna confront you, man. So 100%. But yeah, he came a long way, man, for real though. Like, y'all, if y'all don't know Slim, Y'all, I'm glad y'all know him now, because he came a long way.
For sure.
Legendary.
But if you see how I am now, a lot of people wouldn't think that I would have this angry, aggressive side to me.
They don't be knowing.
But I do, and I deal with, you know, I passed anger management as one of my mandates when I was in prison.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I passed that shit, but that shit ain't really do shit. You know what I'm saying? You
kind of, it's all within.
It's all within. You got to learn how to, like, so what I do is I'm a real, like, I might seem like I'm out there all the time in the world, but I'm actually a really reclusive person.
Oh, he been goddamn quarantined.
Yeah. Oh, even before the quarantine.
I
stay away from people because people get comfortable, people start doing dumb shit, and they say shit that's just gonna slip out their mouth. And when I get mad, I get mad. It's like I see black.
Yeah, it's like a caged up tiger. Like, they look good inside the cage and they move, oh, that's not that. And then you go too close, motherfucker, doing too much, get too comfortable.
Yep.
Then your goddamn arm get ripped off. Speaking of that, let's talk about the tiger cage.
Gotta talk. That was a good transition.
Oh, come on, brother. I'm a fresh black Rush Limbaugh, man. Goddamn black, goddamn Harris Stern.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, if y'all haven't seen this yet,
craziest shit.
Listen to me, man.
I watched it with my woman, Jazz. Subscribe to Love It Slim.
Yeah, please.
YouTube channel, me and my woman.
There's nothing I've seen in this world that is crazier than the goddamn Tiger King on Netflix. If you haven't seen it yet, I suggest it to every single human on this earth.
Yeah.
Please watch Tiger King. You couldn't write a better script. You couldn't make a better movie, book, documentary, any goddamn comic book. There's Avengers ain't got shit on the Tiger King, man. This is the most iconic. Shit, me.
Avengers?
What?
Which Avengers, nigga?
Any one of them. Even with Thanos, nigga.
Oh!
Yeah. Tiger King, nigga.
These are real people, that's why.
That's why I'm... There you go, nigga. Yeah. It's real people. One guy owns the Tigers. He's got them. Got eight wives. He a polygamist. Got all the Tigers. He got eight wives.
There's so much shit we can talk about.
It's so much, bro.
So wait, let's get through the clips. Go to the beginning.
Can we go break it through?
Right, yeah.
Let's go right to Joe.
So let's go to Joe.
So we got my man Joe Exotic, right?
Right.
He's a gay guy.
Wait, hold on. Can I say this first?
Please do whatever.
All roasts aside.
Let's go.
Nigga, remind me of you, man.
That's a pure roast.
No. I'm going to talk about this. Now, you got to let me say what I got to say, brother.
BG, what's wrong?
No, wait. No, nigga, remind me of you. Not the gay shit, brother. Nothing wrong with being gay. But listen.
Where's the camera on?
Listen. The DVDs. The goddamn.
He's
the
a hustler.
The draws.
Okay, I get all
goddamn,
that. He's a hustler.
No. Listen, bro, nigga, I don't care what you're talking about.
I get it.
No, listen.
But come on,
nigga,
champ.
Do the music. Nigga, I get done with the time. But nigga, I ain't calling you that, brother. But I'm saying, this nigga's grind? Boy, he reminded me of you. I ain't gonna lie to you. Nigga had the draws. He had the goddamn lube. That nigga had the... nigga had everything. Nigga had the goddamn music. Wait. And the nigga loved to be the goddamn party of the show, nigga. That nigga wanted to be the headliner every time. Okay, what you say? That nigga reminded me of you, man. I was watching this shit. Bro, soon as I see this nigga, he had all that extra shit.
He was acting dumb.
Boy, he was acting the most. I had books. Three, come on, bro. Tap out to this, because you know it's true. Acting dumb in the music.
Niggas telling me, hold on, let's get some understanding. He's telling me to tap out to a guy, right?
No, bro, I'm talking
full
about...
Full gaming. He got two husbands. He's coaxing them with methamphetamines.
No, clearly
tiger
I'm not,
petting.
Clearly, I'm
and
not
guns
talking about that, brother.
And
I'm
ATVs.
Talking about
he got two husbands he married at the same time. He talking about that's me.
Let me tell you
hear
something.
Me, man? Nigga, yeah, this shit, man.
This girl from the same nigga. As soon as this corona shit happened, nigga went got made the mask, the corona mask. This nigga was an opportunistic nigga like that, too.
I'm an opportunist for making a mask?
No, not that. I'm jumping up in the hustle, opportunistic hustler.
Okay.
You know when something's in demand, brother.
Of course.
I'm going to tell you something about this nigga if y'all don't know. When something is demand, I don't give a fuck if it was something with, I don't know, baby wipes or some shit. He'll come out with organic baby wipes.
Oh, I do want some old baby wipes.
What see what I'm saying? Like,
who can make me some?
See what I'm saying? Like, he does shit
I
like this.
I do want to do my own tissue.
And he had that brain. So I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, I get it, the brother. But come the, you come got on, to factor brother. That in, my guy.
No question.
He got two men laying in the bed with him, man.
He was like a dumb.
Is you kidding me?
But, stop it, bro. You got,
he's a hustler, but he's a,
the purist.
But look at the finagles he ran. I'm not going that deep with it. The nigga was, listen, let's tell you something that I didn't know that I was like, oh, shit, because the nigga sings, like, I thought the nigga was Garth Brooks Jr. I said, damn, these motherfuckers, I don't know country
okay,
music.
Keep going.
But these motherfucking songs is good.
One they day, was good, though, bro.
I said, God
I
damn.
I was like, this show, type bang.
This nigga type, the nigga Billy Ray Cyrus Jr. Jr. This nigga going, come to find out, the nigga was Milli Vanilli in niggas' songs. He was paying
this.
Niggas, getting their songs, and lip syncing over doing the videos and all that.
Right.
And they was cool with it because they're like, man, if you blow up, that's cool. I got writer's credit. And this just came out now because this right. shit was like soundtrack type trending. Because yeah. the songs is banging now.
Yeah, they banging, nigga.
Nigga was doing viral videos, trolling
that
and all
was
that.
Talking about Shorty marrying her husband. That was, and he found Shorty that looked just like her.
That nigga was hard about it. Like, I fuck with, free my nigga Joe Exotic on some G
that
shit, though.
You think he listen, bro.
I fuck with him.
He but got Joe Hustle, though, nigga.
He do, though, but on
that's
the
what I should have said, on your hustle, right. on his hustle.
You got to take that out the equation, though.
That nigga
shit.
Hustle. Just...
That nigga was a maniac, though. That nigga, boy, I fuck with Joe though, some G shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Shout out to Joe. Free my nigga Joe. They set him up, man. If y'all listen.
Because they did entice him.
Dog, I've never seen so many characters in life in one setting
yeah.
that was this diabolical. They had a nigga that they really made Scarface
hold on, wait,
about.
Wait, we gotta follow the timeline, bro.
Okay, brother.
We have to. Could we jump straight to
okay,
the end?
Okay, let's go.
So Joe came out, got his own DVDs, got his own goddamn draws, yep. got his own lube, got his own goddamn
okay, and also,
videos.
Like, it starts, because, okay, let's break it down, too, because it starts as you get little baby tigers.
Yep.
You get, they do petting of tigers. That make a bag.
Yep.
You can make $20,000 a day.
Like, who wouldn't want to pet a tiger?
So you make $20,000 a day. What you don't know about a goddamn tiger, though, 4 to 6 months, them bitches are huge and they will bite your arm off.
Yeah, they said 6 to 10 weeks is over. Like,
right.
Your finger could come off.
But 4 to 6 months, you could die.
You're out of there.
It's over. Juggler. So what happens is you get all the babies.
4 to 6 months. Think about that.
That's all you got. So you got to go around, get that bag. But what happens is the tigers get big. Now you're stuck with a big ass full grown tiger.
Yeah.
So what happens is they got over 187, like 200 something goddamn big ass full grown tigers because he's doing all the petting, getting that bag, but yep. they get grown. You just can't kill the tigers because that gets the law and nobody want to buy
them. He whacked a few of them
and, I know he got in jail, but that's the end. And you can't just sell no full grown tiger. Nobody in life wants them.
Yeah.
So you're stuck with them. So you have to make a zoo because you got to keep these big ass tigers.
Tiger King Netflix series. Watch it. Go ahead, three. Keep going.
So that's the basis of how he got his zoo because you get, the tiger petting is the bag when they babies. But you had to keep them, so you stuck with big, full-grown motherfuckers.
And from there, they do
eat.
Nothing else.
He said he had to feed them 30 fucking cows a day if yeah. he ate them cows. So he gets fucking leftover food from goddamn Walmart. The leftover outdated meat.
Well, let me stop you there, brother. How dumb was these niggas acting? This nigga, here go with the Finagle is the ultimate.
Oh my God!
These niggas made a pizza restaurant.
Oh
in
no!
In the zoo.
What did he make the meat out of?
The Walmart expired meat. God
damn!
So you got all these families
and the workers.
People.
And the workers. What
yeah,
were they
oh,
eating?
They get the first dibs on, ooh, the expired meat.
He said, ooh, this one ain't thawed out yet, baby. I'm taking this for me. It's old meat in the dumpster.
Bro, that was
they
bad.
They getting $100 a week. None of them got teeth.
Bro, big mouth, all of them.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's horrible. And
oh,
then,
my
and
God.
Then, and then look.
My
and
man, God.
Bro. Listen, and then he got married.
Free my to, nigga Joe. Like,
listen, the nigga Joe got married to two niggas that wasn't even gay.
he gave them methamphetamines and guns and ATVs and let them play with tigers all day.
And then, oh boy, one of them blew his brains out.
Oh, accident.
Then nigga. The other one, he straight now got a girl, wife, all that.
Yeah, he took a bitch off the playing field and fucked her that worked at the place. One dude was just a dope fiend, meth head. He did whatever for the money. You know what
and,
I'm saying?
And for the weed. And then
he
had the weed.
Yeah, he was out there playing with a gun because they had mad guns and shit.
He was
Oklahoma.
Pointing them at motherfuckers?
He was living in Oklahoma.
You say so he woke up was pointing the gun at
acting
him.
Acting stupid. And he took the clip out and said, man, it's not loaded. Bam! Blew his own brains out.
Yeah, he
out.
Said it's a Ruger.
Yeah, it's a Ruger. It's not loaded. He took the clip out, but one was in the head, blew his fucking brains out. Listen, and then like one of his assistants was feeding the tiger. She caught
her arm ripped off.
Bit her fucking arm all the way off to the goddamn elbow nub, and that motherfucker was ashy.
Boy, that.
Did she put like, some lotion? She ain't put no lotion on that fucking nub, dude.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie to you.
That God shit, damn, bitch.
That looked like it was type healing still.
Come on, baby. That shit, put some goddamn lotion on the nub.
8 years later. This nigga was one of the weirdest niggas in the
psychopath.
It's too much, brother.
It's gonna be all day on this motherfucker, man.
What was it, Carolyn?
Carolyn.
Bro, she killed her last husband.
She killed the fuck out of him. Allegedly, brother. Got to put that shit a couple of seconds, brother. Allegedly. She's still around, bro. She's a diabolical smart. And she big getting that YouTube bag, big getting that Facebook bag. And this bitch trying to, listen, she's trying to stop people from having zoos, right?
Yeah.
And
she got a zoo. It's so contradicting.
But she really saying to stop the petting because that's where it fucks up at. And I get what she's saying on that.
But
she got a zoo, though, bitch.
Her and her husband, her first husband, the one who she allegedly
and
killed.
She was doing it with the podcast.
The one she allegedly killed.
He was worth $40 million. That nigga that disappeared.
Allegedly got him out of there.
He just disappeared. And they saying she goddamn killed him. And she broke into the goddamn trailer, stole the wheel, changed the wheel. Wow. If you don't watch Tiger King.
And then didn't give his kids shit.
Gave him 10%. Smart. Because he didn't want to give you nothing. That's what she said.
Yeah, what she said.
Oh, she's so smart.
Smart as fuck.
And that was his biggest, like, anti-goddamn.
And she ain't had shit when they met.
Yeah, she was a bum. She was walking on the street. He had the pistol about to type rape it and like get in the car. But yeah, this nigga, Joe, and she hates him because she's trying to stop all other zoos that breeds tigers.
Because they fucking with their money.
Right. So he was going back against her,
what
trolling her
nigga, Doc,
and all that.
Though?
But her bread was too big, man. She put an end to that nigga. My nigga Doc is that nigga, though. Nigga is fucked up. Got bitches sleeping in roast cages and all that. My nigga Doc, the one with right there, the ponytail.
In order for you to have the touch with the animals, you got to take this dick.
Yeah, you can't let me get inside you and give you the essence when I put the cock in you.
Then you're going to be able to mess
with it. Then you can be right there until you got to sleep in the roast cages.
Otherwise, the tiger won't see you and they going to maul
you. Yeah, because you ain't got the cum of
me
in you.
But you get the cream pie from
me. When I nut inside you, now the tigers can smell my juices through the eye mook.
And then?
Then you could goddamn be around them.
Then you're a made woman.
Yeah. Then I give you a name.
Yep.
Everything.
Then give her a name. Change her
give
name.
Give a crib.
Legally change her name, too.
Give you a crib. Mm-hmm. Nigga had about 9 concubines, man. Then,
yeah.
Keyword is cock.
Work night to day.
Oh, 24 hours you working. And that nigga got a big fortress, big bread. That shit, that's the one in South Carolina. Remember that, like, the one you could touch the monkeys and shit? That's his shit.
That's his?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was
in South Carolina. That's the one.
He was bringing out everything. Yeah, you're right.
That is him.
That is it.
And that nigga got everything. Got to come out. He come out on the line. They call him the God and all that. That nigga's But listen, he the coolest one, I think, that's...
Look how she roasted the
tape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and you weren't doing no alleged... It wasn't no
window.
Because
I don't think he thought he would actually ever sum it up to kill her.
But that's still a possibility. That's why he fucked up.
So you should know it's in your brain.
Yes, you dummy.
And then if you're going to do it, brother, hey, I ain't going to say...
Don't say nothing. But you should
handle yourself.
Goddamn.
Hey, you shouldn't want to do killer
nobody. Nobody, everybody should live forever. But damn, if you're going to do it. Damn,
everybody in prison always say, man, the best crime to do is by your goddamn self.
By your lonely, man.
Yep.
But listen, that's
the only person that can tell on you is you.
Hey, listen, man, Tiger King, I swear to God. When I'm watching this shit, I'm like, this is why coronavirus is on this goddamn planet right now. Get rid of all these motherfuckers. Because this is the craziest shit I ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of crazy shit. There's nothing to compare to it, bro. The nigga ran for president, my nigga Joe. He ran for governor. After his husband died, killed himself, what'd he do within 2 months? Found him nice, another
two
young.
Months, found
another nice little young tenderoni thing.
They had him crying on the phone.
Yeah, had him crying on the phone. Another young thing, kiss him in the mouth.
This dude said this was the worst job he ever worked in his
look
life.
Look how weird is he? He a baby sloth looking nigga. Then we got the other nigga, the goddamn Chucky doll face nigga.
Oh, a big Chucky.
What about the nigga in Vegas with the limp and the fake leg mooking, finagling nigga?
Jeff.
Jeff, what you on, brother? You was a goddamn
Jeff, one of the
agent.
Biggest finaglers in the world.
In the world.
But I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Everybody who I didn't rock with the most, it was her.
Yeah, she diabolical.
It was her.
But you best to leave her alone, tight.
Yeah, for sure. Don't Everybody play else, with her.
Don't leave her alone, because you ain't going to win that battle, champ. Yeah. But them other niggas, who
but
I like.
She just looked like
so
she on some
you, who was you fucking with the best? Shit. Like, you be like, okay, that nigga Cole, I fuck with him.
On that whole thing?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. Really.
Me, I fuck with the Scarface nigga, man. He was hard.
Scarface. Scarface?
The Scarface nigga that made that. With
oh,
the gym,
yeah.
That
yeah,
nigga
the,
was cold.
That nigga, yeah, he wasn't playing. Yeah, he had 4 days to call him. Oh, yeah, they called him Scarface. Roll Pies House called him Scarface. That's
yeah, because the nigga that.
I forgot, but he was only in there for like a little jump.
I know, but that was that nigga, though.
Yeah,
and
he
I
was.
Know I fuck
and
with
he still got all the shit.
Come on, champ.
And he's still standing.
And he put up in the beat.
And he's still standing.
He didn't. Yeah. The nigga I was fucking with, because he really from that shit, though, so he know how to maneuver.
Yeah.
But the nigga.
And he ain't playing with her.
And the second nigga I fuck with was my nigga Tim. Remember Tim?
Of course.
That nigga said, all the animals is cool, tame them tigers and all. I want to ask Doc how he chained them women.
How did
shit.
He get them?
How he tamed the women?
Tim was sitting on his porch the whole time.
How he tamed them motherfucking women? Like, shit. Yeah,
I know how to tame a horse. How you tame all the women at one time?
I want
to
learn that.
I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga Doc was going crazy.
Doc is that nigga, though.
That nigga Doc was going crazy.
He got that shit on a Rizzy, don't he?
No, he ain't playing.
No. He got playing. His shit run.
But they got him out of there.
And I know you're a married man, but son, them bitches was looking type good, too, type. He had them bitch different ethnicities.
Shout out to my woman, Jasmine Love. I love you, baby. They tried to send me up first 48.
I'm just saying, brother. He had some good. I'm like, damn, I had a couple, two or three of them motherfuckers type.
Hey, bro. What I will give, for him to have done that, crazy.
Had heavy.
Crazy.
I fucks with him. I fucks with
I
him.
I can't say because.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like some of the shit was tight.
No, because he was grooming them since 15.
Type Harvey Weinstein type.
Yeah, he'll get them at 15, working the goddamn way up type, and she came at 15 and never left. You been grooming,
cool
brother?
Quaalude type.
Is he grooming the goddamn hedges? That nigga.
Early.
Red shirt itch.
He was type R. Kelly type too.
That's little, what little. He was doing. Yeah,
they gone. And then he said, they all free to leave?
Shit me to where?
Yep.
That nigga Doc. You better watch your back, Doc. Somebody gonna break loose on you, brother.
Yeah, big Me Too movement.
Yeah, big Me Too. But listen up, man. What it all boils down to, man, I done see a lot of shit in my
Tiger
life.
King.
Within the last 10 years, nigga.
I ain't gonna hold you.
From top to bottom is straight, nigga,
and,
what?
Because it's everything in there.
My nigga from Hard Copy, well, remember all that? With the nigga with the blew up the goddamn alligators and all that?
Yep.
He knew what it was, too. Like, nigga, I ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna get all this footage shit. Yeah. It's crazy.
And he knew.
He knew. And he was right. Because look what it came out of it.
Yes. And I think that's still his footage.
He was right.
He's had a little scramble footage.
That nigga was right the whole time.
And but the thing was, it was Joe's recording the whole time. The only
so
thing
he got
I
all
say,
the behind the scenes and all that.
Wait, but the only thing that was kind of confusing to me, though, right. The whole time is they start the beginning with him being in prison.
Right.
Right? And then
4 years back. That's the best documentaries take years.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, because it's a long movie.
Right.
But the thing is that whole time, he blew up the footage, all that stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
So where did this footage come from?
He had more, though. That was separate little footage he had. So that's why he didn't get everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why didn't who had it? Who gave it up? Joe had to give it up? Who's getting,
I know, somebody,
who's getting
so,
paid
I don't know,
for this?
I know, right? Because Joe's suing them for $98 million some shit right now. If you look it up, he's suing actually Netflix for like 78, 90, some million, a lot of millions.
Right.
He's suing the fuck out of them right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's doing.
So who's
he's suing motherfuckers?
This,
all right, King's suing everybody. Look,
$94 million lawsuit.
And wants a presidential pardon. Pardon my nigga Joe, man.
That nigga's
pardon but, Joe, man.
He ain't got it all.
Basically,
boy.
He went to jail for key. He ended up killing the five tigers. You know, them bitches too big all in the way.
Yeah, because they couldn't really pin that murder case on him.
Yeah, so he had to kill. He killed like five tigers. And they told him, but snitched on him about that. And then also he did a murder for hire, try to kill the Carolyn bitch.
I ain't going to lie. That's the one thing Joe was doing. I wasn't fucking with a lot of shit, but that, when he killed them tigers.
You just got to.
I ain't going to lie. I feel bad for that. I like, you know, I like animals.
I know, man. It was too many of them, man. God damn. Them bitches full grown.
And then this, like, they're so majestic, and you killed a tiger?
Because he got no room for him. Got to feed these motherfuckers, man.
But this, bro, this is the thing. I
give
honestly,
it away to an orbit.
Everybody know I've been to prison. Right. Yeah, facts. Or a sanctuary, but there's only so many sanctuaries.
I know, man.
Everybody know I've been to prison.
Right.
I don't like nothing being caged, including
right.
animals. I understand that once they grew up in captivity, they can't be in the wild.
Right.
So what? Let them try.
Right. Or get
but then
a big
they
ass,
say that they say if they do that, then they're going to come to humans and look for humans for food.
They're going to do that. You got, I don't know, a big-ass refuge or some shit. I don't fucking know. It's
man,
difficult.
Put them motherfuckers out in the middle of Timbuktu. Drop them off in the Amazon.
There's more tigers in America that's in zoos and cages than there is in the wild. Man.
And that's
and
crazy.
I love animals. He love animals, man. So I don't know what to do about that shit. I understand y'all trying to run with the bag, but yeah, you got to stop the shit, man. Because yeah, I want, it ain't cheap. You get a tiger $5,000, $3,000. Like, yeah, brand new, baby.
The same price as a Kanye Corso.
Crazy, but the bitch, within that 4 months, nigga, boy. Shit. That first motherfucking 4 to 6 weeks, you Gucci, but that bitch.
But, you know, I can't. They had Shaq on there. They had everybody.
Right, because you who don't want to be around the animals? I get
I know
it.
Shaq feel bad for being in that documentary now.
He was on. He was at Joe shit. When he was at Joe shit. Come on, Shaq. Joe's a wild nigga, man. Yeah.
100%.
Y'all got to watch this documentary, man. I'm pleased. It's, and free Joe, man. He did some wild shit, man. But free him, dog. Like, I mean, he was just got too caught up in the hype, man.
Thanks.
Got
Tiger King, watch it.
Please.
And speaking of wild shit.
Right.
What's up with this dumbass motherfucker
who this,
right
man?
Here?
Look at this sunken face. This motherfucking licking straight toilet with his
twice.
Whole mouth.
Oh, she licked it twice. Full licking.
Look at him. He licked the inside where the motherfucking shittery
look
is at.
Look how holding the bag, though. Type a little suspect.
Oh, he big. Look at the ankles of the foot, too. Now this nigga's in ICU. Goddamn, got a ventilator on. The nigga was laughing. I'm doing the corona test, licking toilets. Now he got corona.
Oh, yeah. He definitely type suspect.
Look at him. He bigger. Oh, look at him. Ooh, squat down. Look at toiletry. Look at the boo-boo off the toilet. You
so,
nasty
hold on.
Bitch.
Is he suspect or not? Because why are you holding on the girl
he,
like that?
Because she has a man. That's Billie Eilish, boy. English, boy. It's a famous bitch right there, man. one of the most famous bitches in the world.
For real?
Yeah, he big under the influence. Joe Exotic will get his hands on him.
This dude right here.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, so he's under
the
influence.
Look at the shoulder. Okay. Come on, brother.
At first, I thought he was just like, he was acting dumb with the
He had Joe Exotic goddamn experiment. But yeah, okay. But he's licking toilets and shit.
Big Joe.
And they say he got coronavirus. He done got damn IC right now. She licked the plane ass.
So she's the famous person?
She did it too.
Who's the famous person?
The dude is. He ain't nobody really famous. They're just dumbasses. You know what I'm saying? Just doing a challenge and she licking toilets. She licked points. You talking about Billy Angulus, whatever.
That's who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, she's famous.
Okay.
And look at this asshole licking all the goddamn shampoos and shit. If I catch any motherfucker doing this shit, I'm going to step on the back of your neck, nigga, and end you. You ain't going to get corona. You don't get goddamn dead. How about that?
There we go. Slim Thug. Now, this is an interesting one to me because Slim Thug said he did everything that they told him to do as far as the government saying,
right.
Stay isolated, wash your hands, probably wash that beard because that beard looked like it held at least about goddamn 1 billion germs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he said he did everything that he could do, you know what I'm saying, and he still got corona.
And he still got corona. It came from the beard, champ. Ate too much pussy.
That's probably what it was.
They say getting the bitch near it can't come out. That's why I made the corona mask. Yeah,
you got it. Can't come out of the beard.
It like sit up in there in the giblets.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's why I made these masks.
You gotta get the ball moved.
You supposed to. That's why Gary shaved his.
Oh, why you motherfuckers look at your shit?
Fuck it. That's why Slim Thug. If you don't know, I'm gonna tell you.
I want y'all to be like me. That's all.
Slim Thug.
Join the team.
I don't know if you noticed, but I think you got it from eating pussy, brother. He got locked in the beard, the juices got corona.
I actually talked to Slim Thug on the phone before.
Shout out to Slim Thug, man. Legendary nigga. And he going hard as YouTube channel, too.
Yeah, I seen that. I remember we talked about it on the phone, man.
One of the most sturdy, like, self-made niggas manager. From the sea. Yeah, that was Louis going to do some shit with
him. That was early on, too. I had like a little over 100,000 subscribers.
Shout out to Slim Thug, man. He's legendary.
We were supposed to collaborate. It just never ended up happening.
Yeah, man. He got it from the pussy. Eat it, Slim. It's all good, though.
That's whack.
But like, look at this. See, these niggas is going crazy out there. Amazon package deliver from Amazon. He delivers a package. Hoxaloogie. I think he had like his boyfriend's semen in his mouth, spits it out, and then wipes it on the goddamn. That's what they said in the thing. And wipes it.
Look,
this guy dripping. What's it? Look at the spit. Look at the drip after. Ugh. Skeet juice. He has skeet juice in his mouth. Saved it from his boyfriend goddamn encounter. I don't know. Allegedly. That's why somebody.
That's Amazon Prime, too.
That's next day.
You can see the arrow on the back.
Yeah, that's his. It was next day. Spit on the goddamn hand and wiped it on the package. Even took a picture of the goddamn delivery and then.
Right. Get the fuck out of here. That's type of good excuse, though.
Come on, man. Get the fuck with corona going on, nigga. Clean the barcode with your face.
You couldn't just, a little bit, though, just.
Take your shirt and wipe it.
He didn't put the full loogie on there.
Come on, he hocked it, too. It came from the belly.
Like he was sucking roll tight.
Yeah, I told you it was backed up semen in the neck. He just spewed it
out.
That's what they said on one comment. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just getting crazy, man. I ain't gonna lie.
It is, though, man. Shout out to everybody that's fighting this corona, man. Make sure you stay in, stay safe, man. Just listen to these podcasts. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it said the Senate approved. $2 trillion bill.
Why they ain't proved no reparations
it's
for us niggas?
It's now being voted get on by the White House.
A mule yet.
The vote is Friday morning.
Okay.
Trump just signed it right now? As we talking.
Yep. Right now, as we're signing. My dog, Donald Trump. Shout out to Trump, man.
They got it all zoomed in on the toupee type and the turkey neck.
Let's get my dog another 4 years. Shout out to Trump.
Then he got the big gobble-gobble, don't he?
He got big goddamn turkey season.
Big goddamn rooster neck.
Yeah, big goddamn Thanksgiving neck. You know what I'm saying? Look at push button chin, motherfucker. I bet he pushed that chin, his nose started drooling.
Yeah, he looked like he having a hard time breathing type. Look at his nose to his cheeks.
Is he missing an arm? Is that left arm? Is that left hand gone or what the fuck going on? That shirt look kind of thin on the
arm.
Type
rubbing
on
Donald Trump's ass.
Oh, he got down his pinky.
Yeah, on the bottom.
Oh, he playing pocket pool. Okay, I see what's going on. Got his hand in his pocket playing
like
pocket pool.
He is in the nuts type.
He just squeezed one out. You know what I mean? But yeah, they signed a $2 goddamn dollar bill. And what that entitles is single U.S. citizens with valid Social Security number can receive up to $1,200, married $2,400, plus $500 per dependent. So every kid, you get extra $500. So
all it's you type like taxes.
So all you bitches with kids, holla at me right now, baby. I need that $500. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Holla at the God.
Yeah, that's crazy. We ain't gonna be getting that money.
Yeah, different. You make over $100,000, I think they see you get voided out though. So I'm glad I don't make $100,000. I'm broke.
Shit, man.
Help me.
Yeah.
Help me, please.
I'll tell you, nothing. I just borrow something from you if I need it.
Yeah, man. We need that, man. So shout out to everybody. Make sure you follow the proper procedures to get that. Google this shit and see how you get your reparations, man.
Man, it said what Bill Gates thinks of the world will learn from this. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I would like to see, I would like to be a fly on the wall inside Bill Gates' house. I would like to be a fly on the wall everywhere Bill Gates goes or right. does. I want to see how he's like operating. I bet you he got some high sophisticated shit to fight this. Cause you got to think he talked about this 4 or 5 years
so
ago.
So he already knew it was coming.
So he probably was already building up some shit.
Yeah, because if he knew this was going to be the end of the world or this is going to be the next pandemic and going to be nuclear bombs, so he'd been
prepared. He was building. He was prepared.
He's super prepared.
So what you got in the chamber, Bill, I want to see.
Bill, why you going to tell us shit? But so this is what I hate, right? All these stupid monkey mouth motherfuckers, all these conspiracy theories.
What kind of monkey? The chimpanzee?
Baboon with the lip flip up.
Oh, shit. When they try to show their dominance.
And the fur sit up on the neck.
Okay.
Not orangutan. They be chilling.
Yeah. So but you know, they got the mangroves that are like the...
Them bitches are ferocious. They don't be running like lions. I know, nigga. I'm a monkey nigga.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, all you motherfucker conspiracy theory motherfuckers, right? You see them all over. I'm telling you, today is the day. It's going down. The beast is the mark of the beast. The beast of the mark. Don't take the virus. You're going to die.
There's a lot of them in L.A.
Okay, so you got all the information. Okay, it is a conspiracy. It's right. The mark of the beast. What are you going to do about it?
Inform people, brother.
Okay, yeah. So you got all this information. It's the end of the world. You know it. You're smart. So what's the solution? Brother. You see what I'm saying? Ain't one motherfucker say, okay, this is what you do to get... Why are you just sitting there telling me it's the end of the world, you know it's coming, but you ain't got no... No one gives no solutions. Shut your dumb ass up, man.
So are you saying that about Bill Gates, sir?
Yeah, you too, Bill. What are the solutions? What are the solutions, Bill? You knew this 4 years ago, didn't you? Billionaire, all this money. So you ain't putting no program and got some shit to tell us how to get up out this shit?
Maybe he wasn't sure, but maybe he had a good idea.
He ain't say nothing. Why nobody giving us no goddamn solutions? You got all these problems y'all trying to bless us with.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, at 12 noon, it is martial law. Grab your... So how we going to fix this? Don't take the vaccine. Oh, we going to fight the government? No, don't give it to me. Boom, kill you. You ain't finna win that. So what you going to do?
Damn.
Shut the fuck up, man.
He said, damn, yeah, well, Bill Gates, man, I know he and all his people are good, though. That's one thing I know.
So help us, Bill.
He probably built a little private spaceship to go to Jupiter.
Yeah, and that movie was 2012. That's what
it was 2012.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah. I knew it was dude with the black hair.
You said 2020, nigga.
I know. I didn't fucking know that. Okay.
I said 2012, though.
You said 2010.
No, I didn't.
Yep.
Did I say 2010?
Yeah, it's 2012.
I was close, nigga. I was a couple years old.
We both knew it was 20-something.
I knew it was close to my release date.
Damn. Bill Gates suggested solutions that could slow the virus spread.
Wealthy countries should supply low and middle income countries in Africa and Southern Asia with trained healthcare workers to monitor the virus spread and deliver vaccines. Okay, now In Africa and Southern Asia and places, so we're talking about low poverty, third world country stuff. Y'all motherfuckers couldn't even help them with a common cold before. Like, there would be people trying in programs before.
How long malaria been going on? Moses got malaria. They still fighting that shit out there.
So think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all talking about this is what they should do?
Right.
Come on, man. Listen, tell me this real quick.
See, this is after the fact, man. Like, this ain't no...
No,
like,
facts. But tell me this.
The spread, how about preventing it, nigga?
How much money Bill Gates got? He got at least $50
billion. Somewhere around there. To give or take a 10 to 20 billion.
Okay. So, billions, right?
Oh,
so
big
billions. Do you think it's safe to say that his money could help one whole country out get 100% right?
Of course.
$96 billion, man.
Right.
Come on, bro.
Right.
How much money do you think it takes? Because they just said that they passed that $2 trillion bill.
And that's
not even going to fix everything. So he clearly ain't got no money.
Isn't it like twice a month or once a month or twice a month, isn't it?
What's once a month?
I thought it was like once a month or twice a month. I forgot what it was.
What is that? Explain it to me, brother. Break it down for me.
Okay, get $1,200. Every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, okay, but... Oh, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
But I don't know exactly how it breaks down. We're gonna figure it out, but...
But $1 billion got to be enough to figure out how to get a vaccine.
That ain't no money. That's nothing. They gave us $1 trillion, nigga, to keep us fed.
But, yeah, but you know America's trillions of dollars in debt been for eons.
Right.
With China.
Right. It looks like it's one time. One time a month? Okay, so once a month, they did it for 2 months so far, right?
So wait, I'm going to lose my train of thought if I don't say this right now.
Yep.
If America's trillions of dollars in debt.
Correct.
Right? I would kind of have to, tell me if I'm wrong. I would kind of have to think like Bill Gates is like, and Jeff Bezos is like one of their biggest supporters. I would say like they probably run a lot of stuff through them because.
Through China?
No, or through what? America. So like, let's say Donald
Remember
Trump.
Remember America sued Bill Gates for having a monopoly.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So hear me out real quick. Right. I can't keep my thoughts. Oh, yeah. ADHD brain.
Okay, I'm on it.
If America's trillions of dollars in debt with China, right? This is what they say. Listen, I don't know all the stuff, but this is what I say when I read stuff.
That's true. We depended on that.
That's what I thought too. So that's why everything come out of there, right? Sure. And this was what Bill Gates was talking about.
No question.
All this other stuff. And long story short, wouldn't they be like Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, all the other top billionaires. Right. Wouldn't you think that when a law is passed or something, that they are kind of like how the Lakers will with LeBron? They're not going to bring nobody on the team that wouldn't LeBron wouldn't approve of.
Right.
Do you think that because these people are way richer than Donald Trump before he was the president?
Right.
And while he's the president, after he's the president, there's no comparison. Right?
Right.
Don't you think like that? They're like, these are their number one flagship people here in America. They kind of got to stroke their ego a little bit, wouldn't you think?
I mean, yeah, but that's just money, though. Money don't mean power. If you ain't, you know what I'm saying? It all depends. These niggas is running computers.
Yeah, like, but nigga, they, but not just computers. They got their hands in everything.
I don't know.
What about the people that own Walmart and Sam's Club? What's they called?
The Waltons.
The Waltons.
Yes. They
shit for it. Is integrated all through the United States.
Do everything, yes. They did it from the small towns on up.
Yeah. So you don't think Donald Trump is...
He sat down with them.
Come on, man.
He got the groceries. He got to talk to them. And who making all the money right now?
What you mean?
Walmart not hurting at all.
Oh, at all. They're big open.
They're making more money than they ever did.
In life. And they already been
Somebody making a whole lot of money now.
Can you please look up Walmart net worth? Please.
It's a lot of them. They like...
It's our current national debt, $23 trillion.
Going up.
See, like the Waltons, though, it's like five or six of them that's on the top of the world, like the daughters and all that. So it's like five of them on the top list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just one.
Okay. So look up Walton's net worth.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's look up Walton net worth. I know they got to have one pile of just saying how much they're, because they got to be, if, how are they not in the trillions if they don't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know they ain't got trillions, but I'm just saying.
They shit. It might be.
It might be buried tight.
They got it. And that's what they just, what they let you know.
Bro, like, if there was ever an Illuminati, it's the Walton family.
It's really the Rothschilds, but...
The Rothschilds? Yeah. I heard of the bank people, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Come on, brother. You know, I know a little something about three. Jay
Electronica. Jay Electronica got one of the granddaughters.
For real? Oh, shit.
$196 billion. What's crazy is that pre-divorce then, but for Bezos almost could have...
Almost got him. Yeah, because he got the new age Walmart.
They would never let that
happen. Remember, Amazon basically was taking out Walmart.
That is true.
And they do it online, yeah. So get it fucked up. It's the same type of thesis. But yeah, they didn't $196 billion, the Walton's family worth.
Damn.
Fucking Walmart.
Look up the Ralphs.
Rothschilds.
Yeah, them.
That's the hidden bread, though. That's real Illuminati talk, bro.
Yeah, what I'm saying. It's one of them. If there was Illuminati, it's them too.
They going to come out the goddamn phone, the damn computer for us. No, it's with an R.
They got more shit to worry about this corona right
it's
now.
It's like, it's R-O or some shit. R-O.
R-O-T-H.
Yeah, there you go. Come on, R-O-T-H. Yeah, them motherfuckers. Yeah. There you go. Uh-huh. 350
billion. God damn. 350 billion. God damn. I knew them though from the bank shit though.
But they own all the banks, yeah, man.
Shit.
Leave them alone, man. You
boy,
never see them.
That is blood money.
And now, can you see if I think they say that Jay Electronica got one of them bitches, man.
Please look that up because we got
this. This is true,
out.
Man.
He had the ultimate because I thought Jeremy Meeks was the top level nigga for getting
billionaire
type.
I'm trying to tell you, out there they got a Rothschild bitch.
Shout out to Jeremy Meeks. He got type similar stories.
There you go. He got a Rothschild nigga.
And she right here.
Yep. They got a Rothschild. Leave that nigga alone. Leave that nigga alone.
10 years from
him
to drop an album.
See?
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about no album that lasts money.
Look, that nigga got
Rothschild. Look, it says hip hop's obsession with the Illuminati. Here's the rappers. British High Society scandal once.
And that was 2012. He's been having her since then. And they got a Rothschilds bitch. Leave that nigga alone, man.
Well, look up her name, please. Let's find her name.
Damn.
Because I want to see how looped up she is with the Rothschild. sparked my interest.
God damn. Shout out to God.
Just put Jay Lyon trying girlfriend name.
Emma.
Yeah.
Kate
Emma. Oh, got that last name. Copy paste that.
She was married, too.
Oh, yeah. He ended their marriage. Came in and gave her that black meat.
Yeah. She just broke up with him.
Put net worth. He might have came up more than Jay. Meek.
No, Meek got a big one.
Oh, shit. Well, she come for money.
There you go. y'all didn't know that. No, I'm saying.
900K? That's only though? Come
man,
on,
that's
brother.
Hitting money, bro. Yeah, come on, bro. That's Rothschild money, boy. You ain't gonna never know that. Bitches, come on. They family worth $350 billion. You see
yeah,
what
come
y'all
on, brother. Yeah, that was just her cash in the pocket. That's what she had on her that day.
$350 billion. See?
Shit.
Different shit.
Made Walmart look broke.
Big broke.
Shit.
Yeah, get your elbow right.
Oh, yeah, let me goddamn perk it up. All right, let's talk about this now.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about money. Let's talk about music. And let's get past that. And
my
let's
nigga
see.
Pleasure P.
Damn.
Listen up, man. If you're a washed up nigga, don't ever talk about something. Do you know who I am, nigga? No one knows who you are. You don't know who you is, nigga.
But I think he's in Atlanta or something, right?
I don't know where he at, man. He had a fucking goddamn, what is he at? A Whataburger trying to get a goddamn steak? He's drunk. Listen, man, if you drunk.
You type intoxicated a little bit.
If you drunk, just shut up, man. Or you stupid. Y'all got to always remember, man.
And then the girl said he reached in and threw the
salt
burger
in her face and burger. Listen, man, one thing you got to do, man. If you a stupid person or you're a drunk person, just
this
shut
is
up.
During coronavirus.
Everybody, y'all haven't learned from Warren Sapp, man. If y'all don't know, man, what y'all
got to
do.
Oh, my. One of the most hilarious.
It's ever in life. It's the funniest shit ever. Make sure if you want to know how to not act around police.
Put your hands on your back so you're going
please
to
please Google Warren Sapp arrest video.
When he was paying, when he was the John, when he was paying for the prostitute.
And he gets mad at the people.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga, because he was in there with the bitch, man. Like, okay, let's break it down. Warren Sapp was in a hotel with two bitches. You know what I'm saying? Told the bitch, boom, I give you $300 for some head. Another bitch, I give you $300 too for some head, right?
Right.
So he filming the bitches, sucking his dick and all that. And he was like, boom. So the other bitch wasn't doing
it. Big nympho, man.
Yeah, the other bitch wasn't doing it. They told her, get out of here, you can leave type. You already acting dumb, because they whores, they crazy. Told one, you can leave,
you ain't
not doing
enough, keep going.
Right. So he told the other bitch, hey, let's fuck. Then I gave you $300. I gave her money. She ain't do nothing. So let's have sex. She's like, I'm going to need a little bit more. He's like, no, I already gave you $300.
He's arguing about the money.
See, you fucked up. So the bitch like, no. He's like, all right, fuck it. Get out of here. Grab their stuff and try to throw it out the door.
Yeah, boom. Roast her.
Fight the bitch, spit in his face, fighting him. He fall out the goddamn room, naked out the room, roasting him.
Yep.
So they go.
Locked him out the moot.
Yeah, so they go out to police and they tell him that he raped him and beat him up, right? Because you played yourself even arguing with prostitutes.
Police come while he knocking on the door trying to get back in.
Oh, funny. So then he talked, and the two police come initially, know who he is, give him a break. Okay, bro, we know what's going on, let you go, boom. But the bitch ain't stopped.
Yep.
She went down the street and called some more police officers. They ain't do their job.
Yep.
Come get this nigga, right? So they come back and get him. So this dumb nigga goes to the goddamn fucking precinct, sitting there, and they try to help him. Because the police officer bitch initially was like, hey, so they grabbed your room for a dance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was giving him big hints.
She's like, yeah. Like, they came to the room for a dance, right? He's like, no.
I paid
no
for
dance.
Sex.
I gave her $300 to suck my cock. I filmed it and everything. And
no, it was perfectly okay to say this.
You stupid bitch. I gave the other one $300 too. And
she said, no.
They said they came
to the dance.
She kept
trying to save him.
They said they came to your room for a dance, right? He's like, dance? No. I paid the money to do a sexual favor for me.
Yes.
The bitch was like, all right, man. He said, I didn't assault him, though. I didn't rape him. Look, I got it on my film that they sucked my dick. Look at the film. Look at it. He gives him his phone.
She said yes look, and agreed.
For the money. I gave her money. It was right there.
Look, watch. I gave it to her.
It's money
right
now.
For y'all. Look. I gave her the cash right there. Boom, gave it to her.
Yeah, see? You're going to be giving money. I got it on tape. Be giving her money. They're like, okay, cool. So right. He's like, I didn't assault her and I didn't rape her. They're like, oh, we believe you. That's fine. So they talk to him, come back in. Can you stand up, sir? He's like, huh? Yeah, let me take your watch out.
No, no. Wait, break it down for a little more. They hear a story. They make up think everything's all fine.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I'm very used to this. I went through this whole
got to know it,
situation.
Baby. Good cop, bad cop.
Yes. Comes in. What? First, they hear the whole
that
story
DNA.
That three say. And then next thing you know, yep, they get the little swab. They
stupid
get
nigga.
Get everything. He's voluntarily, yeah, right here, get this cheek. This is my best one.
Can they set him up?
Right?
He said he spit on her. So he's like, get the DNA off my face, right? But
yep.
We need yours to counter what the DNA we get.
Yes.
So we got to swab your mouth too, buddy. So
yep.
We get your off the
and
face.
He's voluntarily
and he's
giving everything.
Like, hold on at first. Then he's like, okay,
yeah.
Let's go for it.
So wait, look. And then next thing you know, he's sitting in there jolly than a motherfucker. I'm going home. He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, can I use the bathroom?
Being extra polite.
Just trying to get up and go up. No, nigga, yeah. you going to jail, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. And then they come in. They say, Mr. Sapp, we're going to need you to put your hands behind your back. Girl, what?
No, he's like, hey, take your watch off. He's like, okay, but what's going on, buddy? To be straight with me. They're going to arrest you for, it's a new law that anybody who's soliciting.
Show the ear when he going to jail.
Anybody soliciting prostitution, we take him in now. Now there's a ticket, huh? A prostitution? I'm a John. I got a John charge.
Look, watch the hands.
Look at
him
laughing. He going, hey, when he in there by
look
himself.
Look at the belly.
He was in there by himself. John, how can I be a John? What? I didn't do nothing. You stupid motherfucker, man.
Look at the hands. That's how you know you fucked up. When you put your hands on your head like
I
that.
I can't believe this. No, I've been trying too hard. It's the funniest shit ever. I don't give a fuck. Anybody in this motherfucker listen to this podcast, make sure you take your 42 minutes and watch the entire thing, man. And don't be this fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You stupid. Because
I ain't
going
to lie to you. Listen, let me tell you something. I've been in that position before, and I put my hand on my head. That's how you know when you're about to tell everything. You put your hand on your head like this, you're like,
dummy,
all right,
man.
Fuck it. Because the thing was, I wasn't dumb enough to think that I was going home, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, they told me, they said, listen, just go ahead and tell us the truth. They played these recordings. I heard them out.
Right.
Okay. they got me. Right. I just thought they got me everything. So just go ahead and tell us all the robberies you did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go ahead. We're going to be, that's why the judge is going to be more lenient with you.
Because you're going to tell you, telling yourself.
Because you got to tell us though.
Who did it with you?
So I sit there. I say, all right, man, well, I just did that. I did this. I did that. And then next you know, they're like, all right, well, you know, that's it. You know, you're going to go back to the cell. You go back to the cell. And then from there, they goddamn hang you with a noose. You know what I'm saying? Well, they tried their best with me, though. But this nigga right here.
He's the dumbest nigga ever.
Oh, my God.
Have I ever seen.
This nigga really thought he was going home.
You told on yourself that you paid for pussy, and they gave you a charge for paying for pussy. And you like, why are y'all giving me a charge for paying for pussy? What?
Something wrong with it. Something wrong with
him. He couldn't understand it. And the cops didn't even want to break it down for him. He's like, you just too fucking dumb. He's like, explain it to me, guys. Y'all came. I didn't assault her. They're like, huh?
I paid her.
Yeah, they're like.
Why did I do wrong?
They
I paid
laughing
her.
Like, okay, man. They didn't even break it down. Like, no, okay, we believe you didn't rape him. We believe you didn't assault him.
Yeah, but sir, I paid her, though. So how can you be mad?
This is a charge. They didn't even break it down for. They're like, man, hey, man, we're going to take down you stupid motherfucking man. Like, come on. Take this stupid motherfucking down to precinct,
imagine
man.
Imagine your police though, and I say, why am I going? I paid her.
Right.
I didn't give her the money.
Right, for
so what's the problem?
We charge you for that.
Because I gave her the money?
Yeah. So, John, you're a prostitute paying.
No, I'm not a John.
Yeah. How am I John? That's called paying for pussy. What? No. But hold on.
She was a prostitute, sir.
Where the two officers at? They came here and they talked to me before, but they got to do with anything, man.
You snitching now.
Well, really? Them niggas probably got reprimanded. And then the niggas went to handcuff him in the end. They're like, we on tape, man. What?
Yeah.
Like, we on tape, man. We got a handcuff. You're like, oh, okay. Y'all niggas type got in trouble too. You got niggas in trouble. You've ratted. Warren Sapp.
And then, nigga, listen, though. The viral interview with Warren Sapp was talking about Cam Newton.
He's funny, man.
Newton's a bitch ass nigga.
He's funny.
He said
man.
He was cool.
He hate The Rock too. Oh
he
God.
Hates him with a passion.
Why you hate The Rock so much?
And then he was talking about, like, yeah, he was just a little boom.
Nobody.
Like,
but look at now. What you talking about?
Who cares what he was? What is he now? Nigga, yeah. He let you. Now you over there got them all fucked up and discombobulated. This nigga, one of the biggest niggas in the world.
By far.
And you over here talking shit about this nigga.
It's not about where you
shout out to The Rock, Dwayne Rock
about where
Johnson.
It's not about where you start. It's about how you finish in life.
That's
people
it.
Always remember that, man.
And if you are the kind of person, when a person elevates and they go past you,
yep.
If you're the kind of person, say, man, I used to remember him being like a bum like this, you, sir, are a bitch ass nigga.
Yep.
In it don't
core.
Matter.
To
and you
core.
Enthusiastic to tell somebody
yeah, like
about how they
be.
Used to be.
Damn, nigga.
Don't matter what they used to be. This is what they are now.
Hey, Naz, motherfucker.
Accept it, man. You
but
know
that
what I'm
saying? Funny, man.
So. Hilarious. But anyway, let's get to the question, man. Make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, man. Leave a good review.
Need that review. Five star
reviews. Yeah, Top of the Mook review for a Top of the Mook podcast.
The question is from Pat's Custom. And it's, if you guys could branch out right now, coronavirus aside, and start another venture, start doing something else, what would you be doing?
Go ahead, three. Three means his answer. Everything.
A different venture right now, coronavirus aside. Something I always wanted to do besides, I always want to have my own fruit, my own orchard. You know what I'm saying? I want to do Mr. Organic fruit, have all my own organic fruit from apples, oranges, have a bigger orchard. Just imagine the grocery line, you go into the goddamn section, produce section, got Mr. Organic on there with the apples, with my beard, my face. Oh, that never been done. I think that's some billion-dollar shit. So I want to do Mr. Organic fruits and juices too. Yeah.
Okay, that's smart.
For sure.
I think for me, real estate. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. I always talk about Mr. Organic about that a lot. Real estate. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a kind of person that get money and I'm not even known for getting this money. You know what I'm saying? Like type chameleonaire. Like, don't nobody know he out here bagged up like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
His beans like recently, but
yeah,
they don't know exactly what he doing,
like,
how he doing.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I can get out front of the lens and not be seen no more and be super rich, that's like ideal for me. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. Yeah, for sure. Me too. One of my dreams is always owning me an entire apartment complex. That's what I want to. I think that'd be hard. And that'd be super dope.
Yeah, facts.
Money in your sleep.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
That's the thing right there. I want to be white man rich, not known.
Yeah, I want that shit to trickulate. Like, when this shit going on, it don't factor it in.
Yeah,
I mean, shit,
like,
it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, but facts.
Yeah, this shit can fuck up.
But I can have two-story underground bunkers next to the core of the earth.
Oh, yeah, big fallout shelters.
Yeah.
But sometimes that shit don't work, though. That happened in the World War II. Like, the motherfuckers in Germany had them fallout shelters when Great Britain bombed them over, they got their ass boiled alive in them shit.
Shit, for real?
Hell yeah. Roasting them even worse than he was on the street.
Because there's no way you could test them.
Nah, exactly, nigga.
That is true.
And they got their ass scorched.
Damn, just down there dying, slow burning?
The worst. And this is the most prominent town in
the city. So what made them burn, though?
Because it was fire bombs.
Was it the gas?
It was the heat. It was the heat of the bombs. They were sending out the most hottest fire bombs ever. Great Britain blew up a big town.
But how
if
they're under the ground? How'd they get to them?
Exactly, nigga. Because niggas was jumping in water. They was getting boiled in fucking lakes.
Yeah, because you still got to get out somehow.
We talking about tons of bombs, bro. They blew up a whole city.
It was napalm.
They blew up a whole city. Like, it's like L.A. That's equivalent what the city was. The best city in the whole country. Blew that bitch up.
Damn.
Tons of napalm bombs. Niggas getting boiled in water.
So you're the in streets, water and you're still dying.
The streets is on fire. Like, you was running the street, your shoes and legs burnt up. Ah, I did. Like, it was, what? World War II in color, brother. You got to watch that shit.
Is that a movie?
It's a documentary.
Oh, you know I like them documentaries.
No, you're going to love this. World War II in color.
In color.
Legendary.
I'm going to check
They break
it
down
out.
All the best war events and, like, through the World War II, which is my favorite, you know, in pianist time.
I got to watch that.
Legendary, by far. All right, man. We got one man, Gestello, J-S-T-I-E-L-O. Shout out to Gestello. Mm-hmm. He said, legendary, 2 exclamation points. Man, to see these two come up from reviewing cars to this, is so amazing to be part of this. Can't wait to see how big this gets. It's going to get huge, 100%. Brother. It's going to be bigger than you ever can imagine. Brother, appreciate you from the seed.
100%. All right, now let's go ahead and read JB underscore the photographer.
Boop.
Proud of you guys. Been watching and supporting for years. I'm big into podcasts. Then this is easily my new favorite. Keep it up. Appreciate you, Champo.
Appreciate you, Champ. Congratulations on your photography goddamn situation.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep going. Doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah, facts.
YouTube comment, last thing.
Funniest YouTube comment, man.
I thought this one was a good one by ZombieChief318.
Says, organic was made for radio. With thumb up. No question. You should put 2 thumbs up with that motherfucker.
All right.
Because he definitely made for this shit. You know what I'm saying? He consumes it every day. Y'all going to be on the Joe Rogan by summer mark this content with a laughing emoji. Listen, Joe Rogan going to be on this motherfucker.
Yeah, if it is the summer.
No, and we is going to be on that podcast too. I fuck with it.
Oh, for sure. No question. That's easy.
Yeah, so yeah, appreciate you though, champ.
Yeah, shout out to ZombieChief_318-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Pure. Top of the mook.
Yeah, well, that's it, man. Top of the Mook podcast. We out here with another legendary episode. Sir. Make sure y'all stay tuned in, subscribe, follow on all platforms. All the information is in the description
Monday
below.
And every Friday and Monday, drop new episodes at 3 p.m. Make sure you subscribe to all the other channels. Talk about Carviews, Mr. Organic, Love and Jazz, all that good shit. And add us on Instagram.
Love and Sam, brother.
Damn, I said Love and Jazz.
Yeah, you did. Well, we used to call him Jazz.
Yeah, all right.
But, shout out to my baby.
Yeah, for sure. No, make sure you add us on Instagram too, Top of the Mook Pod at the bottom, man.
And Mr. Organic and Tall Guy Carbon.
Mr. Underscore Organic from the Seed, man. Blessing.
Catch y'all on the next episode.
Yeah, stay safe, stay inside. Save our old people and sick. 3 y'all.
100%.
Nigga. 3 y'all. Climb to the top with me.